And they have cropped Donald Trump out of the photo. Wait, you can even see his shoulder right here. It kind of reminds me of that SpongeBob meme. There's that famous SpongeBob photo in which he's pointing himself out on TV, and it's just the top of his head that you can see, and he's like, look, that's me, I made it. All right, everybody, we have a new angle of the utterly humiliating moment involving Donald Trump trying to insert himself in the Spain photo at the FIFA World Cup moments after Spain won everything. A second angle has hit the internet as Gianni Infantino is seen running across the stage, trying to escort Donald Trump off, trying to pull him away, but Trump stands still. He holds firm. He needs his narcissistic moment where he hijacks Spain's photo. Before I play this clip, I also want to point out, FIFA and Spain then posted screenshots of their photo after, of their victory photo. And in these screenshots, there is one person photoshopped out, seemingly cropped out of the photo, and it was Donald Trump, who was standing right here the entire time and was subsequently cropped out slash photoshopped out of these pictures. Let me walk you through this entire humiliating sequence of events, because it's even worse than you guys realize. Donald Trump, 2 weeks ago, was sitting in Ankara, Turkey, shitting on the country of Spain, saying that we want nothing to do with Spain at all, saying that they're no longer really our allies, that they have wronged us. 2 weeks later, Donald Trump is desperately running on stage to get a photo with Spain's team. You cannot make this up. Let me start off with this clip of Donald Trump in Turkey. Then we'll walk through everything in a clear, steady-handed manner. You know, we live and we breathe with you all on independent media. So every time you hit the like or you subscribe, it genuinely means the world. We have your back, and I'm glad that you guys have our back. Let's keep building. Let's keep fighting back. Make sure you drop a like below. Let me just start here.
I don't want anything to do with Spain. Cut off all trade with Spain, please, including visits. Okay, we don't want anything to do. Watch them come running back. Oh, they'll come running back. They treat this man terribly. And this man's a good man, too. Great man. They're lucky they have him. But Spain doesn't agree to anything. And you shouldn't carry him. I mean, you sort of automatically carry because you're protecting an area. So they're there.
I cannot believe that just 2 weeks ago, Trump said, watch Spain come running back to us. And then 2 weeks later, Trump was running to go get in their photo. Watch the moment it plays out, and you can hear the people in the stands recording the video saying, oh no, not again. It's happening again. Because this is the second time that Trump has photobombed one of these and then gotten cropped out. Take a look at this.
He's telling the dude it's happening again.
I just want to point out, Gianni Infantino, the FIFA president, is now dealing with the monster that he created in Trump. And I'll explain further on that in just one moment. But I also find it ironic, before the World Cup even took place yesterday, Trump seemed to have been rooting for Argentina. So just think about the series of events. Donald Trump hates Spain, and he says as much publicly 2 weeks ago in Ankara, Turkey, in front of our NATO allies. He's shitting on Spain and says he refuses to even work with them.
I don't want anything to do with Spain.
He says he doesn't want anything to do with Spain. He then goes out and says he doesn't want to bet against Messi.
Ask Argentina, Spain.
Yeah.
Give me a prediction.
Well, I knew you were going to ask, so I thought about it I thought about it a lot. I knew that was a question. I hate to get involved, even though politically it doesn't matter so much. The head of Argentina is a friend of mine. He's done a terrific job. But I would say that it's hard to bet against Messi.
So he says the leader of Argentina is a good friend of his and has done a very good job. He then says it's hard to bet against Messi. So he's not directly supporting either team here. But if you read between the lines, he's saying directly it is hard to bet against Messi, implying that that is a team that's going to win. Well, when he's proven wrong, and it's fine to be wrong, people make predictions in the wrong manner, but this is a huge 180. When he gets proven wrong, he goes from hating Spain to running on stage and having to be escorted off by Gianni Infantino. Now, of course, This is the monster that Infantino created. This is them about a year ago, as Infantino is treating Trump like a child.
Only the FIFA president, presidents of countries, and then those who win can touch it, because it's for winners only. And since you are a winner, of course you can as well.
I know I've showed this clip multiple times on my channel, but I can't believe how much he's treating Trump like a child. Trump is wearing a hat that says, "Trump was right about everything." This egotistical, narcissistic child wants to hold the cool gold trophy, and Infantino knows what he's doing. He knows that he's trying to placate Trump's ego, and he created the monster that would not leave off stage when it was actually the moment to vacate, to leave, to let the Spain team have their moments. But oh, it gets so, so much worse. Beyond Trump embarrassing himself in this manner by not walking off at the right time, there's a moment where he gets entirely snubbed. Let me show you this clip right here where a player named Christian Romero snubs Trump and just walks past him.
Dentro de cuatro años, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, España.
You can see the moment he intentionally tries and decides to ignore Donald Trump. Look at the second player in line right here. He decides to just walk directly past Trump. He said, F that. Trump has already been booed multiple times during this very game. It is not worth the reputational risk. Here are the commentators shitting on Donald Trump and Gianni Infantino after Infantino gives Trump the trophy and places it in Trump's lap.
Sure. Und das der Verstoß gegen alle Regeln, wenn der WM-Pokal extra dem Präsidenten auf den Schoß gelegt wird. Trump und Infantino. Die haben sich zwei gesucht und gefunden. Von der Macht fasziniert und von sich selbst auch.
Fascinated by power and by themselves too. Honestly, imagine entering the shoes of some foreign sports reporter or commentator. You're from a country that is not the United States, and you see the United States president being treated uniquely well by the World Cup president, by the FIFA president, rather, because, I don't know, his ego? They're both fascinated by power, as these commentators said. It's a pretty deep and cutting analysis from just sports commentators who are watching the interaction of power between Infantino and Trump. Look at this caption from The Guardian. This is probably one of the best captions I've seen in a while. So it's a photo of Infantino and Trump. And when you post a photo as a publication, you have to describe below what we're seeing. So The Guardian puts at the very bottom of the screen, Gianni Infantino carefully explains to Donald Trump that he is not a part of the Spanish national team. That is one of the funniest captions I've ever seen, and it gets even worse. Then, the Spanish football's official Twitter account posted their photo in which they are celebrating. This is like the greatest moment of these players' lives. They have worked their entire lives for this, so I don't blame them for cropping and cutting out Donald Trump. This one isn't cropped. He seems to be directly photoshopped out of this photo using some sort of remover tool. And in the next one, it seems like they just cropped him out. This is the official FIFA World Cup account, and they have cropped Donald Trump out of the photo. Wait, you can even see his shoulder right here. You can even see Trump's shoulder. It kind of reminds me of that SpongeBob meme. Bear with me here, but you can see Trump's shoulder on the right. There's that famous SpongeBob photo in which he's pointing himself out on TV, and it's just the top of his head that you can see, and he's like, look, that's me, I made it. That is literally what Donald Trump is trying to do. Here's an Australian broadcaster on Hot Mic calling this. He says on Hot Mic, they're going to edit Trump out of that photo.
In 2026... the champions of the world are Spain!
Is now, so they can edit him out of that.
He literally is caught saying they're going to edit him out of that. The players clearly don't F with Trump. They're walking straight past. This is a player from Argentina. And on top of all of this, you know what the most offensive part of all of this is? I feel like there's sometimes this vapid commentary that is done on Trump's ego and his narcissism where people point out, oh, look at this orange, stinky, crusty lunatic making a fool out of himself on stage. And yes, that is a big takeaway, and it is a very valid takeaway. But there's also deeper layers of pathology here. This is a narcissistic fool who is driven by power, narcissism, ego, and attention. Those very same personality traits that create these uncomfortable, awkward, humiliating, kind of funny moments where Trump won't move away, they also create wars that are never ending, that screw over the American people because Trump thought Iran would capitulate in 30 days. They also create economic damage when Trump is placing tariffs on every other country because he doesn't actually care about these countries. He is shamelessly trying to use this to his advantage. We see this same framework time and time again with the way that Trump treats countries like Spain, like that clip I played at the beginning, the way that Donald Trump treats all of our allies while being very soft on our enemies. I know this sounds like I'm trying to dig deeper and do some analysis on just a funny video, but I promise you, these same personality traits should not be seen in a president because it leads to total mayhem. It leads to chaos. It leads to ICE raids that are killing U.S. citizens on the streets, and then Trump's ego telling you to cover your eyes and not look at that because he's too busy trying to rig the midterms. We are in an absolute mess of an administration right now with a president that is spiraling our economy, starting new wars that won't stop, making sure that ICE has total immunity, and on top of all of that, he's spending his time embarrassing each and every single one of us at these FIFA games. I think it's hilarious that he was both cut out and cropped out of these photos, but we need to continue to hold the line on his fascism. He is being treated like an absolute child on the global stage. He is acting like a child with these weird narcissistic hats, and all of this is happening while the economy is spiraling down the drain. If we had like a perfect economy and no new wars, and he was acting like an idiot, we wouldn't have as much ground to be pissed off and angry. But there are actual paramilitary fascist like troops walking through our streets murdering U.S. citizens. That's why Trump is being booed in such a vicious manner. Listen to this. Deep boos when Donald Trump walks out, and it's directly correlated to his rapidly falling approval rating. Well, look at the CNN segment from this morning.
This doesn't smell good.
No, the cake is getting baked, and what's being baked ain't daisies, I'll tell you that much. I mean, just take a look here. Okay, Trump's not approving. You know, a lot of stuff has happened over the last few months. Has any of that really lifted Trump from record lows for these given pollsters or second record lows? Not really. I mean, just take a look here. The Washington Post, his all-time lowest was minus 25 points back in April in terms of his net approval rating. It's approval minus disapproval. Now, it's the second worst, tied for the second worst of all time at minus 24 points. CNBC was at his second lowest level at minus 18 points, and now he's at the record low for him in CNBC, minus 19 points. When you put it together, what essentially is going on is there are a lot of events in the world, but this cake, as we get closer and closer to the midterm elections, is starting to look at least a little bit baked here.
All right, I mean, I suppose
He's cooked. The cake is already baked. It's already baked into the numbers, and he's incredibly unpopular, especially with independents, especially with people that don't have strong political leanings one way or another. The average American is getting very soured on this administration, and for very good reasons. Throughout all of that, what is he doing? Weirdly ego, narcissistic-driven things at the FIFA World Cup, acting like he loves Spain only weeks after saying that he hates Spain. It's a total mess, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. Trump is getting cut and cropped out of these photos. We want to cut and crop him out of the American political system. We want to vote the Republicans out. We want to vote so hard that it is a massive rebuke to Donald Trump's election denialism. We want Donald Trump's legacy in American history to be the wannabe dictator that tried to undermine elections, and we will work on that every single day. This president is terrible. He wants to strip voting rights from minorities, tank our economy, and do it all for his own ego purposes. I love you all. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.